deal with stress?
I go around to talk to people and I eat.
How do you deal with stress?
Smoke cigarettes.
Okay, and how do you deal with stress?
I get into a very depressed slump.
How do you deal with stress?
Drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Marijuana.
Okay, and how do you deal with stress?
I try to eat right, rest right, get good exercise, and when I'm away from the office, not think about the office.
Okay, how do you deal with stress?
Get drunk.
I deal with stress by using self-hypnosis.
I run.
Read, listen to music.
I pray and I just shut everybody out.
How do you deal with stress?
Video games.
I don't think I deal with
she
it.
Yells
I take
at me.
It out as anger.
Yeah, she yells at me and hits me.
Okay, and how do you deal with stress?
Sometimes I do yoga or meditation.
As you've just heard, people tend to deal with stress in their own way. Many people resort to having a few drinks or smoking a cigarette or even getting angry and potentially violent as a means of calming their uncomfortable emotional and physiological states. Others, though, find alternate means of relieving tension, like going to the gym or simply relaxing. It is important to note that stress can take a major toll on your body. The Mayo Clinic tells us that stress can affect your body in various ways, such as in headaches, high blood pressure, indigestion, or a diminished sex drive. Psychologically, you could be experiencing frustration, restlessness, guilt, depression, or a wide variety of other symptoms. The American Psychological Association says that stress can be linked with many of the leading causes of death, like heart disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide, just to name a few. As McEwen eloquently reminds us in the Journal of Psychiatry and Neuroscience, while one small wave does not wash away a shore, the constant lapping of water can erode an entire coastline. So too can stress take an erosive toll. While a single stressful event often has little lasting effect on the body, prolonged stress can be deleterious to brain function, hormone production, immune responses, and other processes. Today, on the third installment of the Psychology Podcast, sponsored by the Department of Psychology at Texas Tech University, I'd like to pose the question, how do you effectively handle stress? To help us out with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Aaron Hardin, licensed psychologist and faculty member at Texas Tech. Dr. Hardin, what are some good ways of handling stress?
Some good ways to handle stress. I think there are kind of two categories of ways of thinking about handling stress. And one is to think about ways to get rid of stress. We can think of stress in two ways. There are things we can't get rid of and we need to cope with, but often there are stressors that we can actually get rid of. And so one good way to handle stress is to look for those things that we can control, that we can get rid of, whether that's through saying no to things, better time management, but actually looking for ways to reduce the stressors in our lives. Once we identify the things that we can't get rid of and need to cope with, some good ways to handle stress. Exercise is a very good way. There's a lot of research evidence to show that it has all sorts of beneficial health effects, but also mental health effects. In addition to increasing good brain chemicals, there's also evidence that it sort of helps the body prepare for stress, so you're better able to handle stress in the future. Social support is another very good way to deal with stress. So surrounding yourself with people that can give you companionship, hope, physical affection, all of those sorts of benefits that you get from social support. Problem solving can be another way. I think often people become focused on what's known as emotion-focused coping and don't see that there are actually ways to deal with the problem and to make it go away, to help with it. So thinking about problem solving is another very good way to cope with stress.
Now, for those of us who have fallen into the habit of using drugs and alcohol as a means of handling stress, how would you recommend breaking that vicious cycle?
You know, as you said, I think it's a habit that we all get into from time to time. I think one good way is simply becoming aware of it. And so if you can notice the connection between feeling stressed out and having a cigarette, feeling really stressed and going for a drink, and so simply to become aware of the fact that you're starting to use those more unhealthy mechanisms to cope with stress, that can go a really long way, because that awareness can give you a little more control over the behavior. When you feel yourself reaching for a cigarette, saying, well, now wait a minute, is that really going to make me feel better, or do I need to go take a walk? Should I call a friend? So becoming more aware of the stress that's there is one way to help. thinking about other ways to cope. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to quit smoking, in, you know, right in the middle of finals, for example, but you're not going to be very successful if you haven't planned alternate coping strategies. So thinking about what am I going to replace this behavior with, whether that's exercise, talking to friends, but to actually plan what you're going to do instead of that more unhealthy behavior. Sometimes just introducing a delay, so you really want that cigarette, telling yourself, okay, I'll have it in 10 minutes. So make yourself wait a little bit. Sometimes what happens is that within that 10 minutes, you find other ways to cope with the stress, and so you don't want the cigarette or the drink as much. Of course, if any of those behaviors have gotten to the point of an addiction, whether it's drug use, cigarettes, it may be really hard to break those behaviors on your own. So then it may be really helpful to seek some sort of help with that, whether that's through therapy, a more formal support group, talking with a medical doctor, that sort of thing.
Are you able to tell us about any common misconceptions concerning stress?
The only thing that comes to mind is, just something to add, is that people often don't think of, aren't aware of some of their sources of stress. And so, you know, people tend to think of things like death in the family, a final exam, as stress, and they don't think about any change in their life as being stressful. So even leaving to go on vacation can be very stressful because it's a change. Getting a new job, starting a new relationship can be stressful. And so they may find themselves thinking, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel so tired? Why do I feel so irritable? Because they're not really recognizing that there are these other sources of stress that they haven't thought about.
Dr. Harden, I appreciate your input, and I definitely agree that stress can be rather difficult to manage, especially when you don't even know it's there. As for now, we're out of time. It's important, though, to really think about how you handle your own stress and decide if this is a healthy means of coping in the long run. As suggested by Dr. Harden, bad strategies may eventually harm your body or even turn into an addiction. And I agree that physical exercise, even if it is just a walk or talking with a friend, may end up ridding you of your tension a lot faster and more effectively. Thanks for listening. For more information about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Paul Derby, and relayed by myself, Harvey Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.